Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We back live once again. I'm Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Bino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Yeah, her voice is still out. She's been sick for a little bit, but it's all good. Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. If you're online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. And I'd like to thank everybody for calling in and everybody who's been supporting the show. Big ups to all you guys. Much love to all the listeners, all the fans, all the artists, everybody. You know, you got much love for Raw Dog Music, Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And tonight on our show, we have Drama Boy, and we're going to bring him to the show so he can let you guys know a little bit about him. What's good, Drama Boy?
What's good? What's good, everybody?
What's good? It's all love. And off top, I want to ask you, let the people know, who is Drama Boy? Who is the artist? Who is the man behind the artist?
Yeah, man, the man behind the artist, man, is Drama Boy, man, from Mississippi, the Drama Boy, a.k.a. Mr. 400. I'm the artist out of Mississippi. You know, there's a few cats out here named Drama Boy. Really, not Drama Boy, the artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm Drama Boy, the artist, not Drama Boy, the producer or whatnot from Memphis. You know, I'm from Mississippi, so, you know, I'm just getting it in full-time, grinding this out, man. Out here in Mississippi, been networking in several other places outside of my state, man. Out west, out in northwestern Washington, back to South Carolina, you know, to Mississippi, to Georgia, Chicago. So I'm just in grind mode right now. I've been just going full-fledged with it for a year, working on my third project right now, Final Destination. So, you know, it's just a full-time grind, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And what made Drama Boy pick up a microphone and even start rapping, start even decide on doing music?
Really, man, music has really inspired me at a young age, man. I wrote my first song. I wrote my song like 10 years ago. You know, it was a hobby at first, really. It was really a hobby. You know, my cousin had passed back in 98, and, you know, his death really affected me to extend it. You know, I used the pen to express it, but at the same time, you know, living life and having to do grown folk things and whatnot, raising babies and whatnot, I didn't have time to just focus all my energy into the music until like a good year and a few months ago. You know what I'm talking about? I just really had time to just go full-fledged with it, man. I just, here I am now. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up. And while we got you on the line, can you let the people know who have you worked with and who would you like to work with in the near future?
Yeah, man. Right now, I've worked with a couple cats. I work with a guy named Jay Han out of Dallas, Texas. Be looking out for Mash a Little Mo. He finna get ready to drop his new mixtape. Jay Han, he from Dallas, Texas. I also work with Brick Squad Monopoly artist from the group Fetty Gang. His name is Catman. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to my people out there in South Carolina. Shout out to my Brick Squad Monopoly people. You know what I'm talking about? You know, Flocka, Woo the Kid, Gucci. Shout out to them boys. But I've worked with a few artists, man. I work with this artist out of Augusta, Georgia, out of GA. They go by the name of Yellow Boy. Shout out to GA, Augusta, Georgia. Man, I don't work with several artists, man. I got a couple. You know, I ain't big on just jumping on the bandwagon, but I got a couple people in the industry that I'm, you know, ain't got plans on networking with. But, you know, I'm just grinding it out right now. I'm trying to establish some type of resume, you know, a good resume that people can look back up on if I am to even present myself for it. Working with other artists, you know what I'm saying? They have the chance and have the opportunity to work with other artists. I want to make sure I got a decent resume, you know, I put my work in. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And right now, what we got on the line, can you give out your info to everybody who want to connect with Drama Boy?
Yeah, man. If you want to get at me, man, you can hit me up on Twitter at 400DramaBoy. You can hit me up at on Facebook at Johnny Drama Boy Smith. You can also check me out on YouTube at The Drama Boy TV. You know what I'm talking about? Or either Paul 20 1188. You know, so I'm really getting out there, man. Just really putting my music out there. Like I said, I'm from Mississippi. I'm Drama Boy the artist, aka Mr. 400. I'm going ahead first with this shit, so it's gonna be a big, you know, we're gonna end the summer off pretty nice, man. You know, I got my third project, so be expecting a lot from it, man. You can also check me out on That Piff already. You know, I got two of my projects on That Piff, still doing numbers. You can check me out at Drama Boy. Just type in Drama Boy, DramaBoy, and type me in, look me up, check me out, man.
You
can also Google 400 Drama Boy. You know, Google 400 Drama Boy, about 20 pages of my shit will pop up. So I'm just like in grind mode, man. It's what it is, man. You know,
yeah,
fuck with me.
You gotta stay in grind mode. You know, it's all love. But Drama Boy, I'm gonna ask you, what do you and don't you like about this music industry?
Man, it's a lot. It's really, I really look at it for it. Like right now in the music industry, you know, you got to put in work. Ain't nothing really given to you. You know what I'm saying? So I respect the aspect of having to go in grind mode, having to deal with a lot of people. I know, you know, it is grimy out here. This one of the most grimiest, you know what I'm talking about, occupations to hold down or even be involved in. But, you know, I try to surround myself with good people, the people that I'm introduced to, like my marketing director, man, my graphic designer, my lead graphic designer, Dino of Gorilla Graphics, you know. Yeah, he's a major key player in what I'm doing and how I'm going by it. So, you know, the game is, you know, it ain't really no unit. It ain't really a lot of unity like it should be, but you got to grind. Ain't nothing given to you. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to just get it in, man. You got to stay in grind mode. You know, that's crazy, though, but it's all right.
That's what's up. And big ups to Dino once again from Gorilla Graphics. You know, much love from Raw Dog Music. Put them on Blast Radio. And right now, we're going to get into this quick break. But Drama Boy, I want you to introduce the song, She Getting Money, and let people know the concept behind this track.
Yes, indeed, man. This is my new single, man, my new release, man. Worldwide premiere, man. She Getting Money. You know what I'm talking about? It's off that Final Destination, the new project I'm about to drop off. You know what I'm talking about? Coming real soon. So check it out, man. It's about these ladies getting money, man. You know, us niggas, man, we ain't the only ones that's getting money like that, man. You know? Shit, they say got anything we could do, they could do better. So, you know, I just expressing this salute to the woman, get independent woman, get money. You did.
That's what's up. You guys heard it right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, Drama Boy. She getting money.
Oh, 100.
That's on the way from Thunder, a part-time stripper. I know she getting money. I know she getting money. She got a belly button pierce, that's on the waist and stomach. A part-time stripper. I know she getting money. I know she getting money.
Your girl loves this track.
I'm like, baby, you remind me of that sunshine. Up early in the morning, getting to the grind. Knee deep off in that pussy, 10 toes down. You almost got me off my square, about to act a clown. Cop a heist in this bitch, better move around. Drummer boy wrecking shit, yeah, I hold it down. I be the king of my city, yeah, I wear the crown. B-Town, Mississippi, yeah, that's where I hold it down. Across the nation doing shows, yeah, I rock the crowd. Backstage counting racks, till I be blowing loud. The cushion smoking come from Cali, I can't put it out. No need to take us to the tiller, we headed to the. She got a belly button pierced, that's on the way to
stomach. She's a part-time stripper, so you know she getting money. Say she rather be with me. I'll keep this on 400. The mother boys is something, but you need it's really nothing. She got a belly button here. That's on the waist and stomach. She's a part-time stripper, so you know she getting money. Say she rather fuck with me. I keep this on 400. The mother boys is something, but you need it's really nothing. Hop on your girl from the back like I was rocking the turtle. Extra grams from the pot, the way my wrist be twerking. She catching flag down the hole, the way that ass be working. I'm in the castle blowing that pot that King Cooper be smoking. Pop a bottle, get her in the mood so she can slow roll it. Then level up on that pussy, I catch it if she gon' throw it. Get on the beat and ride it out like I was sitting on Yoshi. I get the pack and move it all, give her the sack and she hold it. She got a belly button here, that's on the waist and stomach. She's a part-time stripper, so you know she getting money. Say she rather be with me. I keep this on 400. The mother boys is something, but to me it's really not. She got a belly button here, that's on the waist and stomach. She's a part-time stripper, so you know she getting money. Say she rather fuck with me. I keep it on 400. The mother boys is something, but to me it's really nothing.
Streets exclusive.
We back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'm your host once again, Crazy Mo Blood Beano, for everybody that's tuning in online with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. And right now we got Drama Boy on the line. And Drama Boy, right now I want to ask you, is there any shout-outs you might want to give out to anybody?
Yeah, man. Shout-out to my big brother, man, Dino, my lead graphic designer, my head of my marketing director, Dino at Guerrilla Graphics. Get at him ASAP. He's in beast mode 24/7. Become a crown holder. Shout out to my Fetty Gang niggas. Squad, my Brick Squad, Monopoly niggas. Squad, my Drama Squad niggas. Squad. Shout out to all my people, man. My knucklehead, my people, knucklehead banger out there in Washington. Tacoma, Washington. Seattle, Washington. Bellingham, Washington. Shout out to all my people, man. You know what I'm talking about. Shout out to All Purpose Production. It's still App Gang. Shout out to everybody, man, that's been dealing with me from Mississippi, my city, Brookhaven, Mississippi, 39601, the whole Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, every city that touches down. All the love to my people out west, man, everybody. It's all right, man. My big bro Dino, he on the line right now, man. So, you know, we in grind mode, man. We in beast mode.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We're good with you, Mr. Dino. It's all love. You know, you got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. You know, it's all the way around all four corners. And Drama Boy, right now, I'd like to have all artists who call in because it's a positive show overall. You know what I'm saying? We like to have all artists give a positive message to all the young upcoming artists and young entrepreneurs coming out in the industry. Is there a message that you can give to them that'll stick with them in the near future?
Yeah, man, stay positive, remove all negativity away from you. If it's pulling you down, if it ain't no type of motivation, if you ain't feeling it in your heart, it ain't good for you. Have love and passion for the music and you're going to make it. You know what I'm talking about? And stay turned up, stay in grind mode, man. Keep it 400. You know what I'm talking about? Just stay in grind mode.
That's what's up. Words coming straight from Drama Boy. And right now, Drama Boy, I'm going to ask you, what makes you different from everybody else in the industry?
I could say everybody got a struggle, bro. Everybody got a lifestyle and a path that's chosen. My path chose me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm a jack of all trades. I can get it in at by all means, at all aspects. If I got to flip tacos and fold burgers, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it happen. So I'm going to stay in grind mode, whatever I do. So it's just, I feel like my path was chosen. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't really just, everything I've accomplished in less than a year. Just trying, jumping out here, you know. Hey, it is what it is, man. Real recognized, real. I ain't going to say I'm the realest one or the realest nigga walking, but I put it like this. I'm the last of a dying breed. So
what's up?
Take it like that. Yeah.
And why should people even accept Drama Boy into the music industry?
Man, if you want to hear, if you want to just hear a real street, some real, a real street nigga that could go take it beyond just being street, I could be diverse. I can swing in the pocket. I can swing in the ladies section. I could move around, man, and rotate, man. If you're just willing to hear something, I'll put it like this. If you want to hear what Mississippi is putting out, we got bars in Mississippi. We could get lyrical with it. We could put it out there. We could present ourselves. There's talent in Mississippi. There's talent in my city. There's talent within down south. It's talent out west. We all migrated. When it's said and done, we got people from down south that have moved out west and moved up north and moved out east. You know what I'm saying? Everything originated down here, man. When those slave ships made it down, it was this way. You know what I'm saying? So we migrated, man, and it's love, man. And just check out our talent, man. We getting down, man, down south. I'm from all over. I stayed out there in Cali. I was born in Chicago. I'm in Mississippi right now, so you know. That's what it is.
That's what's up. And right now, Drama Boy, I want to ask you, who do you think, in your own opinion, is hot and who's not in the industry, whether it's mainstream or underground?
Who do I think is hot, man? Right now, that's getting all, man. That's hot, that's new. Right now, that's dropped, I would say, also, I like that boy Chief Key, man. I like that don't like. You know what I'm talking about? I like that boy. He go hard, man. You know, he's hot right now. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty dope. I'm feeling the youngster getting off. Shit.
Yeah. Who ain't really good.
Who I think is not?
Yeah.
Man. I don't know, man. I don't really know. I ain't that big on that. You know, that's a fucked up. That is a fucked up question to ask somebody. I'm crazy, check it out, man. I just can't say right off, though, bro. Cause I ain't. You know, I'm too busy. Goddamn me, just in. You know what I'm saying? Trying to just make shit happen, you know what I'm saying, for myself, but I'll get credit where credit's due, but I ain't just got nobody that, just, you know what I'm saying?
I know there's a lot of people in the industry who is hot, who on fire, who off top, you be like, man, they hot, but you got those ones that industry, you be like, you is not hot.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all something. This is just real shit. Like when I first started, you know what I'm talking about? When I first did my first song is Addicted to Money. You could go on YouTube and check out Addicted to Money. You know what I'm saying? That's like my first single I dropped. You know, big shout out to my dog Yo Gotti and the whole CMG movement. My nigga hot, he burning the tracks up. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? My dog, shout out to Gotti, man. Gotti shared my first song I ever did when I took it serious. You can go on YouTube and check it out. It's Addicted to Money. You know what I'm saying? The Drama Boy, Addicted to Money. But when that track was done, it's a mixtape. You know what I'm talking about, for promotional use and shit. So it was done on a mixtape. I did that off an instrumental that the Drama Boy had produced. You know what I'm saying? The producer. So you know, I did that song. Yo Gotti shared it. You know, he shared it on Facebook. He shared it. Then, you know, he had recited my course, Addicted to Money. He said he's so addicted to money, so in love with it, with his cash. But the artist, so now you know, I'm Drummer Boy the artist from Mississippi. Okay, there's Drummer Boy the producer. A lot of people, you know, was asking me, you know, I'd have had a lot of people, hundreds of people ask me, you know, mistaking it, like, well, are you Drummer Boy the producer? I had to correct them and let them know that I'm the artist. So within like 3 months, 3 to 4 months after I dropped my, you know, dropped my mixtape or whatnot and dropped that song, I end up taking out, you know, because I pay homage to everybody. I'm big on music. I listen to music. I listen to a lot of people's music. That's why I can't just sit up and say, I don't fuck with these people. They lame or no shit like that. But, man, I did that single, man, and like about 4 months later, Drummer Boy, the producer, he dropped a mixtape. After I dropped my first mixtape, he dropped a mixtape called Birth of D-Boy Fresh. And it's this song called Bite Back on it. So, you know what I'm saying? I listened to it, but I didn't really feel that song. I didn't understand the meaning to the song. You know what I'm saying? So that I can say that is a song that I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? By you know, when I check that, y'all probably want to look it up, man. Tell me what y'all think. You know what I'm talking about? But, you know, still shout out to that boy, Drummer Boy, man, up there in Memphis. My people in M-Town, you know what I'm talking about? I'm looking to work with you, big homie, in the future. You know what I'm talking about? We can go and make it happen.
That's right.
About on the networking side. Big ups to you, man. I like everything you're doing, man. Keep getting that money. Keep making them hits, bro. You know, so other than that, man, you know, I'm just in grind mode. I'm willing to work with a lot of people, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting it, man.
Yeah, it's all good. And right now we're going to get into a quick break real quick and get into another one of these songs by Drummer Boy. And Drummer Boy, I want you to introduce this track called, now we're going to get into this one, The Trap. Let people know the concept behind this song.
Man, this is The Tracks to the Trap off the Final Destination. The new mixtape is dropping real soon. Pay attention. Listen, this is what it is. This is the basis of this shit. From the tracks to the trap, I'm getting it in. I'm getting money by all means. If one don't work, the other one gonna go. Believe that.
That's what's up. You heard it right here. Drummer Boy, The Trap right here. I'm putting him on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station.
From the track to the trap. From the track to the trap. From the tracks to the trap. I got a lot of them hating Final Destination. Yeah, I know y'all been waiting Final Destination. And maybe I'm going major Final Destination. Until then, I'm getting paper Final Destination. Booming, booking. From the track to the trap. Booming, booking. From the track to the trap. Booming, booking. From the track to the trap. Get the red light, opposite to go. Boy, she left you at the club, so we can kick it on the low. I gave her a little game, and exchange for a little throw. But she do it all for fun, too cold, no joke. I said, let that bitch breathe. She said, no, she wanna troll, cause she doing it to the song. No lie, won't miss a note. Got my head in the clouds from this loud that I smoke. Getting bread in my town when I'm rocking all my soul. Half these niggas are lost, destination unknown. But I'm the king of the city, place my crown on the throne. Ain't a nigga fucking with it, hold it down when I'm gone. Keep the cement tucked close, staying trill to the bone. I can really give two fucks about what you do, look at when I'm gone. If a nigga feel prey, get it in blood or go home. I be reppin' Mississippi, Lincoln County where I roam. I salute to Grand Street, Copper Heights is my home. Boomin', buckin', from the track to the trap. From the track to the trap, booming, bucking. From the track to the trap. Oh, honey. Boy, you straight pussy, plus you corny. How in the fuck I'm gonna beef against the Christmas ornament? Got you all amped up over some shit that you started. But I'm gonna plug your ass in, cause you gon' catch this charge. Mad cause I killed your track and I'm so addicted to money. Because my name is Drummer Boy and I keep it so for money.
Old SpongeBob, nigga, I'm still a beast regardless. I'm self-made in these streets, you just an industry artist. Best stick to your beast, your shit was weak from the start. Fight back, bitch, please, that shit was barely a bar. Old sucker ass nigga, I swear you sweet as a tart. I go hard, they give me the mic and the battle when I was glad to. It was kinda like a crush, I've been wanting to smash you. In fact, I heard that you asked dudes for ass too. So don't make me clap you the way a stripper asked you. I was playing in pussy when you was playing the flute, dude. So even if I stutter, I still spit harder than you. Real niggas salute, I was known for bringing drama, playing streets to prove. Nigga, from the tracks to the trap, booming, bucking, from the tracks to the trap. Y'all niggas waiting from the tracks to the trap. That's why all y'all niggas hating from the tracks to the trap. And maybe I'm going major from the tracks to the trap. Until then, I'm getting paper from the tracks in the trap.
What's up? What's up? We back on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was Drama Boy the Trap. And that was a tight track right there, too, you know, for all you trappers out there. But right now, Drama Boy, I want to ask you, what do you think about people in the industry, whether it's mainstream or underground, doing music for fame and not the love or the art of the music?
Man, it's all gonna really, that's something like you can't just really, eventually a person really show their true color. It's just like with the music, man. If you just doing it just to be doing it, your track record gonna show that you just doing something just to be doing something. But if you got love and passion for it, your grind and your resume and every location you touch down in will have some type of remembrance of you if you got love and dedication and a passion for the music. So, you know, my answer to that, man, eventually, man, you will be exposed.
That's what's up. And right now we got like 3 minutes left. But everybody that's online, you know, I thank you guys for tuning in because we're going to go over just a little bit. But I thank you guys for tuning in. You know, the call-in number is 347-633-9265. If you're online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. And I salute you guys. Thank you. Shout-outs to all you guys. Shout-out to Madman, UNG, you know, all you guys. Much love to everybody. And right now, Drummer Boy, I want to ask you, what do you think about the female rappers that are trying to break into the industry right now? You know how when MC Light and them came out, you got that kind of swag, but right now you got the sex style of rap where the females want to come out dressed naked damn near on stage just to get a record deal rapping like Trina and, you know, Lil' Kim and so forth. What do you think about these females coming out rapping like that, trying to break in? How do you think they
do that? Yeah, I think, like, bro, everybody got their time, man. Everybody got their way of making it happen, man. I salute to it. You know what I'm talking about? Shit, you know, it's really what they make of it. Hell, yeah, everybody knows sex sales right now. You know what I'm saying? Back then it was selling back then, but you ain't just have to, you know, it was more females that was really lyrically inclined to the extent that when they spit their bars, they was noticeable beyond revealing themselves. But hell, it's 2012, man. You know what I'm telling you? You know that everybody going, you know, you got to bust it wide open to make it happen, and then you got bars too. So it ain't like it's just a combination of just because they sexy, hell, you know, the women that you name got some bars with them, you know. You know, I feel what you're talking about, but, man, it's dependent. It's really dependent on the woman and the personality, and talent going to stand out for itself, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up. And what is Drama Boy trying to get out of the music industry?
Man, I'm just trying to get my city on the map, man. I want the world to hear my story. You know what I'm saying? I want the world to hear my story, man. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to my mother. You know, I wish she was here to witness it, but, you know, I want the world to hear my story, man. I do this for my city. I do this for everybody that ever supported me, ever believed in me, man. So I want the world to hear my story, man. I got something to say. Just listen. Just pay attention. Just take a little time to listen. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up. Now, if Drama Boy This is one of the last questions I want to ask you. If Drama Boy made it into the music industry, how would you make how would you give back to the people? How would you give back to the fans that support you?
Man, I'll give back. I will give back in ways that I would give back in ways that I want to be in a situation where I can meet mass crowds. You know what I'm saying? I want to be in a position where I can present myself to mass crowds of people and be involved in events, and not only just events, concerts, events. I want to be involved in community events. You know what I'm talking about, with a lot of the fan bases. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists that make it in the game right now forget that it's a hood everywhere. It's a neighborhood everywhere. It's different aspects of life all over. I want to stay universal, man, but I also want to be involved more with the fan base, the people that I'm dealing with, the people that I'm associating with on Facebook, the people that I'm associating with on Twitter, the people on YouTube, on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I really like to be more involved with my fans, man.
That's what's up. You know, those are words from Drama Boy. And right now, Drama Boy, we're going to get into this segment, Put Them on Blast Radio, where you can put anybody or anything on blast. You can keep everybody's name anonymous if you want. You don't have to. It's freedom of speech. That's what we got the show for. It's free promotion, network, and all that. Even if you got an issue with us, you know, you can speak on it, and hopefully we can talk about it by the time we get off the phone and become cool. And like I said, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time?
Beast Mode, man. Beast Mode. Beast Mode, man. Dino, man. That Gorilla Graphics, man. You know what I'm talking about? I want my big bro, man, to just really... Dino, man, tell him something, man. Let him know what's going on, big bro.
Hey, I just need to get at them gorillas. Gorilla Graphics, that's us. You see all these hot graphics out here on these mixtapes and these CD covers and these DVDs and Blu-ray box art and these movie posters. Them gorillas doing some stuff, man. And if you're looking for some high-quality, high-performance graphic design and marketing, you guys need to get at us, because that's going to make or break you in the industry. It's not all about music. It's about your presentation, and we're all about educating these brothers about the presentation of their music. It might sound good, but it's got to look as good as it sounds, because people see it before they hear it. So y'all need to get at us. Gorilla Graphics, 256-852-7545, and you can check out Gorilla Graphics Studios. com. That's GURILLA. Graphics is GRAFIX. Studios is as it's spelled. .com. GorillaGraphicStudios.com. If you're looking for that high quality, high performance graphic design for your next mixtape or your next flyer promotion for your project. And this weekend, we're going to have buy one, get one free. So if you give us a call, starting tomorrow through Sunday, if you're looking for a hot mixtape cover, if you buy one, you get the second one free.
That's what's up. You heard it right there first from the man, Dino, Gorilla Graphics, putting him on blast, putting his own radio, putting his own company on blast. You guys go out there and support it. He told you, buy one, get one free. It's all love. And right now, you know, we're going to end the show right now. Drama Boy, I'd like to thank you for coming on our show, blessing us with your presence.
Anytime, bro. Thank y'all.
You know, much love to you, Dino. You know, Gorilla Graphics. You know, anytime, you know, we got an interview with you coming up too shortly soon, you know, so we can let you really get everything that you want to say out there. You know, much love. I salute you too, and I salute all the fans out there, everybody that's been just supporting us all the way through since we started, all the way to the end. You know, much love, deeply, much love, for real, for real. If you want to just call us up and hit us up, just holler at me. Anytime we're on Facebook, put them on Blast Radio. So I'm saying, just hit the like. You know, it's all love. And right now, Drama Boy, my bad, as you take us out, can you take us out with this song, Make a Change, and let the people know the concept behind this track?
Yeah, man, it's about, man, all my boys, man, is getting it in by all means, man. The transition from going from over that stove, man, over that pack, man, making that money double, go from that to doing music, to making this music, to flipping these tracks, to, you know what I'm talking about, getting these mixtapes out here. You know what I'm talking about? Still making it happen by all means. So check it out, man. One of the new singles, man, off the new mixtape, Final Destination. It's your drummer boy, Mr. 400. Fuck with me. Let's get it.
What's up? You guys heard it right here first. I'm putting on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And like I said, I'd like to salute everybody out there. Be safe. Stop the violence. We need to come together as one, unite as one nation. Stop the violence, like I said, and just show each other love and stay safe and be blessed always.
Yes,
this
indeed. Yes, indeed.
Forward. Make it change.
Like I was the drummer boy, I got my name for beating ass, decimals and commas.